when you try a demo for yourself, you're not talking people through it, so that's why it takes time.
All right, let's get back to it. I'm going to be talking about running containers in Linux VMs.
Thanks so much. Thanks very much for the intro. Thanks for being here. I'm Anastasios Nanos, along with my colleague Babis. We're going to talk about sandboxing applications, the overhead, the isolation boundaries, and blah, blah, blah. So a bit about us. So we're a really small company. We do research. We focus on system software. Of course, what we're presenting is not entirely our work. There's a team that works on specific stuff and other stuff. We also do hardware acceleration. We do hypervisors. So the overview of this presentation is essentially, we're going to talk about containers, about how we sandbox applications to execute them, about our favorite sandboxed container runtime, Kata, and how we try to optimize the execution of applications in the same setting as Kata, but another way. So we all know we are in the containers dev room. We all know about containers. Most probably like using them. Apparently, it's the de facto application packaging and deployment framework right now. You can do a Docker build something and Docker run something on your laptop. You can deploy that in the cloud, on edge devices. So it's really, really easy. Containers offer these isolation mechanisms. So we've got the process level isolation thing. It's based on mechanisms that the Linux kernel offers. So we have got namespaces. We can limit the usage of resources through C groups. The main concern from mainly from cloud providers, from multi-tenant execution environments, let's say, is that when you share the Linux kernel, so you have a shared surface that you can attack. So what cloud providers do in order to offer you a service for containers, they sandbox these containers using another isolation layer, which could be in software, like the gvisor that was mentioned in the previous talk, or using hardware-assisted isolation. We focus on that. And by hardware-assisted isolation, thank you. By hardware-assisted isolation, what we mean is that we boot a VM, and inside this VM, there's a mechanism that can spawn the container that the user asked. This premise is used in the Kata containers runtime, which is a sandboxed container runtime, meaning that you do a Docker run, a netctl run, whatever. A micro VM is spawned, or a VM, a fully fledged VM, is spawned. Inside this VM, there's a management utility, the Kata agent, which communicates with the runtime, which runs outside the VM, and it spawns a container, the container that the user asks. However, in order to do that, you need to spawn the VM, so you have a cold start overhead, let's say. You have to have a Linux kernel. You have to have a rootfs for the VM. It's a complicated stack. So digging in a bit more into Kata. So when we do a Docker run using the Kata containers runtime, we spawn a VM with a Linux kernel. Usually it's Kata, the Kata releases are shipped with a specialized kernel, with a specialized config, a bit of stripped down. There is a specialized rootfs based on various distros, depending on what the user wants, essentially. So the VM is spawned. We establish communication between the runtime and the kata agent.